From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC Daily News. I'm Philip Graham. Edward McKinley is reporting for the Times Union. New York Democratic leaders Sunday, February 28th, rejected a proposal from Governor Andrew M. Cuomo that a review of the sexual harassment allegations made against him be conducted by an investigator chosen by the state attorney general and a Cuomo-appointed judge. Officials said that Cuomo must instead make a referral to State Attorney Letitia James so that she can use subpoena power to conduct a full and proper investigation. Several Senate Democrats also said that if the governor refuses to refer the matter to James for a full investigation, they would support a change in the law that would allow James to open her own investigation. The news comes days after former Cuomo staffer Lindsay Boylan published an essay detailing her claims of harassment by Cuomo. Then the New York Times late Saturday released a story on a second female former staffer's allegations of workplace sexual harassment by the governor. Beth Garvey, Cuomo's legal advisor, released a statement early Sunday saying that Cuomo's office would support an investigation controlled by the attorney general and the chief judge, and the two would choose an outside lawyer to, and I quote, conduct a thorough review of the matter and issue a public report, end quote, with complete autonomy. In a statement released that afternoon, James wrote, and I quote, to clarify, I do not accept the governor's proposal. The state's executive law clearly gives my office the authority to investigate this matter once the governor provides a referral. I am the duly elected attorney general, and it is my responsibility to carry out this task per executive law. The governor must provide this referral so an independent investigation with subpoena power can be conducted, end quote. Without a referral, any inquiry would be toothless. Cuomo staffers could not be required to testify, nor could documents be demanded. Most Democratic leaders in New York called for the investigation to be handed over to the state AG, including Comptroller Tom DiNapoli, who rarely wades into controversial political matters, and Cuomo's own head of the State Department of Environmental Conservation, Basil Sagos. Read the full story in the Times Union. Leah Schneider is reporting for Columbia Green Media. The fourth annual Oakdale Plunge, held on Saturday, February 27th, raised $37,500, with participants running through the rain, across snow, and into the icy waters of Hudson's Oakdale Lake. Half of the proceeds benefit the city's youth department summer lifeguard program, and the other half goes to the Hudson Fire Department water and ice rescue team for training and equipment. The fundraising goal was $30,000. Because of COVID-19 precautions, instead of enjoying the festivities from the beach, spectators watch the event via live stream from the warmth of their own homes or vehicles. Outgoing youth director Nick Zako said after, and I quote, I think it was great. It was definitely a different process planning, considering COVID, but everybody who took part did an amazing job. Peter Frank of Friends of Hudson Youth spearheaded it, as always, and it's just an incredible thing to see it all come together, end quote. Read the full story at HudsonValley360.com. Bill Williams is reporting for Columbia Green Media. Fire officials said Germantown businesses, including the newly opened Dollar General, reopened and residents had returned to their homes Saturday, February 27th, after a 12-hour propane leak outside the store forced part of the town to evacuate. Germantown Fire Chief Mike Lawson said a Dollar General tractor trailer struck a 1,000-gallon, nearly full propane tank at about 4:20 p.m. on February 26, leaving a gash in its side and releasing propane vapor at 4301 Route 9G. The store had been open for 5 days at the time of the leak. Lawson said fire officials requested mutual aid assistance from neighboring fire companies after realizing the severity of the leak, and Route 9G was ordered closed between Palatine Park Road and Main Street. Lawson said Germantown Deputy Supervisor Austin Sullivan declared a state of emergency so officials would have faster access to necessary tools and materials. The chief said first responders sprayed approximately 90,000 gallons of water on the tank Friday night to keep it cool or potentially freeze the opening to stop the leak. Residents were able to return home before midnight, and Route 9G was reopened to traffic at about 4 a.m. Saturday. And you can read the full story at HudsonValley360.com. Eduardo Medina reports for the Times Union that the Germantown Sportsman Association went ahead with its annual squirrel hunt February 27th, despite condemnation from animal rights activists. While Germantown police stood guard, a half dozen people lingered near the Germantown Sportsman's Association clubhouse with posters, one of which read, and I quote, "Love for all creatures," end quote. But the squirrel scramble went ahead even after the New York State Humane Association asked for the event to be called off because it focused on the, and I quote, "wanton destruction of helpless animals," end quote. There was no indication from the Germantown Sportsmen's Association in the story about how many squirrels died. One commenter on the Sportsman's Facebook page wrote, and I quote, "My son and myself hunted all day. We did not have any luck, but my son told me it was the best thing he has done in a long time," end quote. Read more about this story in the Times Union. And that wraps up the WGXC Daily News. For local weather reports, public meetings, community information, or COVID-19 updates, visit our website at WGXC.org. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.